We're talking with Don Graham, and you're a Canadian country musician, or are you a combination of country and roots? And
it's kind of country rock. It's just country rock. It's a little bit of folk in it, a little bit of everything, really.
Okay, like a lot of music, a lot of crossovers, and that's great, too.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have you. Now, if I understand right, you've been in the music business since the 60s?
Well, really, 1970.
Okay, 1970.
Yeah, 1970. Started off in Montreal. I was born in Montreal.
Right.
And we used to work a lot of the bar. There was a bar downtown that we used to work called Friar's Pub.
Mm-hmm.
It was really one of the more popular ones. And then we worked at Café André.
Okay.
When we first started, where I think you Kenny Tobias played there, and Penny Lang. I think you interviewed Penny.
Yes, one of us did interview Penny.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Penny used to play at Café André as well. It was quite a really good music scene in Montreal back then.
I can imagine.
But there wasn't a lot of country.
Okay.
And we were probably the only band. We had a steel guitar in our band.
Okay.
We had Ron Dan, who also played with Jesse Winchester and Ian Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
So we would go to the rock bar at Friar's Pub and have a steel guitar, and people, of course, would come in, and the people that didn't like country would think about walking out, and then when they hear us play, they really got into it.
That's fun. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, did you come from a musical family, or is this something
Yeah, my grandfather was a pipe major in the Black Watch. My mother was a piano player, and my uncle played piano for Max Bygraves in England during the 40s.
Wow, so you certainly inherited a lot of musical talent there.
Yeah, not something my father encouraged at the time.
Okay.
He thought I should grow up and get a job, but we just kept playing. It was fun.
That's good, and now it's your career. It's been your career, actually, for a long time. Now, your trio in the 1960s, Country Fair, and you later changed it to Graham County?
Yeah, when we recorded the first record, we recorded at Andre Perry's studio, and Andre Perry was in Montreal, just after he'd done the John Lennon Give Peace a Chance single.
Well, yeah, I read that. That's pretty interesting.
Well, yeah, what happened was they phoned RCA, and RCA didn't want to do the remote, and Andre said, sure, I'll bring my stuff down to Queen Elizabeth. So he brought it down, and, of course, the rest is history.
Okay.
That kind of launched him. So we recorded our first single there, and they thought Country Fair might be a little bit too country for what the market wanted.
Okay.
So they changed it to, they were going to change it to County Fair, and they just changed it to Graham County.
Now, your first single was produced also by Bill Hill, which was the producer of April Wine's album.
Yeah, he did April Wine's first album.
That's pretty neat, too.
Yeah, I remember when he did it, he phoned me and he asked me if I was working that night, and I said no. And I thought he said something about my guitar, and I thought they wanted me to play on the album. He said, can we borrow your guitar? Because I had a really old Martin that sounded really nice in the studio, so Miles just wanted to borrow my guitar.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. That's really a nice memory.
Yeah.
Good. Now, after the 70s, you kind of went behind the scenes a little bit for a while?
Well, I guess in the 80s. So touring. In 81, I was had a duo with a guy out of Detroit named Jim Schrock, and we had a duo called Graham and Schrock. We toured quite extensively with that group, too. It was probably around 89 that I just decided to get more behind the scenes. I got a little tired of traveling all the time.
Right, yeah,
so I was touring. Working with Bobby Curtola, who was Canada's first teen idol. He had a big hit called Fortune Teller way back in the 60s.
Okay.
He was actually Canada's first gold record, even before Paul Anka had one in Canada.
Oh, okay.
So, then I worked with Bobby for a while, and then what happened was I signed with A&M as a songwriter. So I was writing out of Toronto, and I was doing demos for people, and somebody said to me, why don't we just do another album with you?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that started.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Now, this your latest album, A Willing Heart, that has recently come out only on April 12th, 2010.
Yes, it did.
So is that the first one out for quite
a few
years?
Yeah, that's the first one after a long while. Yeah. That was a compilation of a bunch of songs that I had for a while, and I changed a few lyrics in them, and I wrote a few new songs. I wrote Willing Heart for the album.
Okay.
And we just actually got back from Nashville last week. We did two shows down at the Nashville Palace down there.
Yeah, in fact, your album was released in Nashville.
It was
pretty exciting.
We're getting really good reaction. I'm getting four tunes are being played on NBRN out of Nashville.
Okay.
And they're working on the single too, which has Got What It Takes. So we're getting really good reaction in the States. I'm really quite pleased with that.
Oh, that would be great. We'd love a copy of the whole album here.
Well, I'm going to send you one for sure.
Great. That would be great. I know
send
that we're
you one for sure.
Playing.
And Nashville was really fun. It was really strange to see because, you know, just before we almost didn't go because of the flood.
Okay.
And,
right.
they weren't really sure until about the Tuesday, I guess. Mm-hmm. We left on a Friday. And when you get there, the flood, you don't really notice anything until you go downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Just off of Broadway, and when you get right down to the river, it was really scary how far up it came.
Okay. Yeah.
But then there's areas of Nashville that have gotten hit that nobody hears about.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still places that are in standing water right now. So we're going back down in June.
Okay.
To do a kind of a benefit thing for the people that aren't really, like, everybody hears about all the big stars that lost their homes and their guitars,
right, yeah,
and everything, but they don't hear about the poor people who lost their toothbrushes.
Right.
And
that's
have nothing.
To
so they're
about,
putting on little concerts for them.
Oh, that's nice. That's really
yeah.
nice.
And
yeah.
And then we're going to Scotland, England, Ireland, and Sweden,
wow,
and Norway in July.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of traveling, a lot of places.
Yeah, it's fun, though.
Yeah, it must be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it all is. Right. It's great.
We're playing your single now, Got What It Takes, and I guess that's getting a lot of airplay all over, too.
Yeah, we're doing quite well with it.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing quite. It's not really straight country, but it's just it's got a country feel to it.
Good, good. Now, your influences, Elvis Presley, the Beatles.
yeah, I was fortunate, yeah, being my age, I was fortunate enough to grow up with Elvis and then the Beatles after that, so I saw the two big things that happened in music. And I'm not sure if there's going to be another big one like those that changed not only just music, it changed the whole culture.
It did, yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of influence. A lot of, when I was growing up in Montreal, there wasn't a lot of country.
Mm-hmm, no.
So I had to listen to, on a clear night, I could get WWVA in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to all the Hank Williams and all the country songs. That's how I got my country fix.
Oh, that's interesting.
By
yes.
listening to that.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Now the album itself was recorded in Montreal.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
At Chestnut Tree Productions.
Mm-hmm.
With Bill and Andrew Hill.
Right. Definitely Canadian content.
Definitely, definitely. Well, Bill and I have known each other forever, and it's just nice to work with somebody that you know, because as a songwriter, the worst thing that can happen is that you give it to a producer who doesn't really get it,
mm-hmm,
and he'll turn it into something that you... It's like having a little girl and then putting pants and a tie on him.
Right, right.
So Bill really... Yeah. I've known him for so long that he got exactly... When I sent him something, it was exactly what I wanted, what he sent me back.
Good, good. Now, you write all your own songs? Or?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, because sometimes the song can come back completely different, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, and that's the scary part. But if you know the producer,
mm-hmm,
in fact, what I did, the vocals, usually you go in and listen to them and see what you think. And with Bill, I didn't even bother. I just said, do you like it?
Okay.
And he said, yep. And I said, as long as he liked it, what I hear would probably be different than what he heard. And he's the one that was really judging it. So I didn't even go back in and listen to him. I just did all 11 in a row.
Okay, great.
So nice.
Yeah, 11 songs on it. And where can you pick up a copy?
You can go to my website at www.dongrahammusic.com,
mm-hmm,
and just click on Buy Now.
Okay, that's great. Great
there
way to
go.
Get it. Good, good. And the album, I think, is $20 a five?
Yep, it is.
Okay,
yeah.
Good, good. And you're an independent artist, huh?
Well, we have our own label. It's called Breakin' Records.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Good. So that's great if anybody wants to pick up a copy. So
sure.
The
and I'll send you a copy.
Well. That's
I'll
great.
Get your address off the website.
Okay, good.
And I'll send you out a copy for sure.
Oh, that would be great.
All right.
Any other plans or anything else that we should know about?
Well, we're also working on something for the troops when they come, for the troops coming home.
That's right. We've written a couple of songs for the troops.
I have, yes. And we have something that we're going to do called Lest We Forget, which is for all the... Instead of just doing the people coming home from Afghanistan, we're going to do it for all the veterans that came home from every war.
Oh, that's nice. That's
and I
really
think it's about
nice,
time
yeah.
that we all recognize all of them.
Right, for certain.
Yeah, and it's really kind of strange when you look at it. The songs that we sang back in the Vietnam War are still relevant today.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't, so in other words, we haven't learned anything.
Right, right.
we're still going through the same stuff.
Well, that's true. I noticed that about the songs.
Yeah, so that's one of the projects that's a little bit down the road.
Okay.
I'm quite excited about that as well.
Well, you must be very excited to be back right on the hands-on and be
touring. Yeah, I really am. You know, behind the scenes is fun, but it's just not the same as there's a rush that you get from getting on stage. And when you're singing your own songs especially and seeing
mm-hmm.
people smiling and clapping and getting along and understanding the song, it's really just it's a feeling you can't replace or you can't even explain.
No, I can imagine. It must be
really
the greatest
nice
high. That's great. Good.
How's everything in Sherbrooke?
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, nice sunny day today for a change.
There you go.
Good.
There you go. They still make hockey sticks there?
I think they do. Yeah, people have mentioned
they make
that.
Any wooden
yeah.
sticks, I guess they do.
Yeah, some of the other artists have mentioned that too about coming down to get a hockey stick for their son or whatever. Yeah.
That's what you did.
Okay.
They were all made in Sherbrooke.
Right. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anything else you'd like to add, or?
I think unless there's any other questions you have.
Yeah, not that I can think of. I'm just really happy for you, and that's really exciting news, too.
Well, I really appreciate you playing the record. That means a lot to us.
Well, we love it here, and we love definitely promoting Canadian artists with a lot of talent.
Great.
Okay, well, take care, and thanks very much for the interview.
Okay, thank you.
You won't see me on the cover of a magazine or in the back of a big black limousine.
an everyday man of everyday means. At home in my t-shirt and my old blue jeans. My pockets aren't lined with silver and gold, but I'm steady as a rock when I'm on a roll. Well, I don't drive a car from across the sea. I got a four-wheel drive Jeep Cherokee. Mama raised me right, and Daddy did too. Taught me there's nothing that I can't do. There's not too much I can't arrange. I can stop on a dime, give you 9 cents change. And I got two good arms and a heart that's free. When it comes down to it, you can count on me. When I'm mad, it's for goodness sake. Well, you can take what I got, 'cause I got what it takes. Oh, look out. What you see, and what you need is a man like me. I can keep your bone dry in the pouring rain. My love's stronger than a runaway train. I'll keep that train rolling down the track, and I can tell you up front, I got your back. And I got two good arms and a heart that's free. When it comes down to it, you can count on me. When I'm bad, it's for goodness sake. Well, you can take what I got, 'cause I got what it takes. I got two good arms and a heart that's free. When it comes down to it, you can count on me. When I'm bad, it's for goodness sake. Well, you can take what I got, 'cause I got what it takes. Yeah, baby, take what I got, 'cause I got what it takes.
CJMQ 88.9 FM. That was Don Graham, Got What It Takes.